You are listening to benstorah.com.
Levi Yitzchak Gorodichov, in the Sefer Kedushas Levi, says that, as the Ramban tells us throughout Chumash, the entire Sefer Bereishis is Maisa Ovoi Simon Labonim. The story of the Ovis comes and is reflected as a dugma, as an example, of what's going to happen to the children later. Says the Kedushas Levi that the Maisa that we have in our parasha of Shechem taking away Dina, and then Shimon and Levi going ahead and fighting and saving Dina away from the hands of Shechem, and all that is happening in Eretz Yisrael, that is a Maisa of a Simon Labonim of Chanukah. Also Chanukah happened in Eretz Yisrael. Also Chanukah you had Shimon as one of the Chashmonoim that fought. They were Shevet Levi, and they went ahead to save Am Yisrael from the hands of the Yevonim, and therefore the Maisa of a Simon Labonim that we have in of the Maisa Shechem, of the Maisa Dina and Shechem, is for Chanukah. That's where we have Chanukah. And he goes on to bring other points of where we see the parallels of Chanukah and Dina. But we need to understand, what's exactly the shaykhes between Dina and Chanukah? I mean, it happens to be there to Israel, it took all over. But where do you see here the idea of Chanukah specifically? What do you see here, the milchama, the war with Yavan? Why is Shechem and Dina parallel to the story of Chanukah that we have? Those Beis Hashem be celebrating in the next 2 weeks. So we'll try to learn a little bit of what's going on with Dina in the parasha, and through that, to understand how that is a preview to the story of Chanukah. Earlier in the parasha, it says that Yaakov Avinu took his 11 kids. Took a chatz yod of Vayavis Mahavayavik. Says Rashi with Dina Echonoi. So where's Dina? Nosno beteva veno befaneo shaloyiten bo Esavainov. Yaakov took Dina, put her in a box, so Esav cannot see her. And therefore, vilekach nenosh Yaakov was punished. Shemono miyachiv. He took away from Esav. Shema tachzen lamuta. Maybe we should give her back to do tshuva. And therefore, the story of Shechem happened. The story of Shechem happened because of Yaakov Avinu preventing Esau from seeing Dina. And here, this Rashi is very hard to understand. First, why was Yaakov Avinu so worried about Dina marrying Esau? We know that every one of the Shvatim had a twin sister, as Chazal tells us. And they married his twin sister. The only one who's missing is Dina. He doesn't say they locked up all the women in his family. Why Dafka Dina is the one? Why Dafka her? And then what did Rashi tell us? The Mida connected Mida, the Yaakov did not allow Esav to marry Dina. Dina fell in the hands of Shechem. What is that? He could say, this was a Russia, Lachzir Muto, she was a different Russia. But Shechem, she didn't give her, bring her back Lamuto. How does that connect? Why is Yaakov even trying? What's the point that Dina needs to get to Esav? The Yaakov is preventing her. Mashu, there's a specific shaykh between Dina and Esav. And that's why there's a specific protection that Dina needs to have more than anybody else. And then that is an effect leads to the story of Shechem. What's going on over here? I don't understand this connection and the fact that Dina belongs to Esav to a certain extent. There's a tiny Yaakov Avinu that Dina did not marry Esav. So let's start with the following. Start with a small word that Ovi Mori, my father Shlita, always says. A beautiful word, just a pshat, and understand this Rashi. We're speaking about the Yaakov Avinu passed, crossed the Nachal, and he took with him the Achadasa Yeladov. He took 11 kids. Loshon HaPasuk is, Vayikom b'layikom b'layilahu v'yikachet shtinosh v'shivchoyso v'es Achadasa Yeladov. He took 11 kids. V'yavar is not v'yavak. He crossed the river. Says Rashi v'dina yichanaisa. Where's Dina? So the Mefarshim already asked. It says they took 11 kids. Chadasayiladov. Who said Dina wasn't there? Maybe someone else wasn't there. Says Chadasayiladov.
Boys, no.
Doesn't say boys. Says Yiladov. So maybe Dina is one of them. Maybe the one who's missing somebody else. So this question is rather than Kol Leo in the name of the Goyim of Vilna. And the Kol Leo answers in the name of the Goyim that the reason why it can't be anybody else, because the Medrash tells us, why was Beis Hamikdash built in by Shevi Binyamin's Chelek in Eretz Yisrael? Because he's the only one that did not bow down to Esav. Because it says that they're all the Shvatim, when they met Esav, they bowed down to Esav. And the only one who did not bow down to Esav was Binyamin. And never Beis Hamikdash was built in his chel. If another Shevet wasn't there, so why Dafka the Beis Hamikdash is built in the chel of Binyamin? So Al Korchecho, that every other Shevet was there, the only one who was missing is Binyamin. So who's the one missing Chadasa Yeladov? It must be Dina. That's how the Kol Leo answers. Because the Medrash tells us the only one that it was Zoichet that Beis Hamikdash in his Chelek is Binyamin. And Binyamin, and meaning that everybody else was there. So that's how the Kol Leo says. My father always used to say that he doesn't believe this is the answer of the Vilna Gaon. Why? Because it's a very simple question on it. What about Shevet Reuven? Maybe Reuven was there. Wasn't there. Sorry, maybe Reuven wasn't there. So why Beis Hamikdash wasn't built in Shevet Reuven? Because Reuven didn't take Chelek in Eretz Yisrael, he took Chelek Be'er Ve'ayard. He took Chelek somewhere else. God, the same thing. Maybe with Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi did not have a Chelek V'Nachla Be'er Yisrael. The fact that Beis Hamikdash wasn't built, all the Chazal tell you is why Binyamin was chosen out of the other called Eight Shvatim that were potentially could have had the Beis Hamikdash. He did not bow down. But doesn't mean there was nobody else that didn't bow down. There's other Shvatim did not have they had other reasons why Beis Hamikdash wasn't built on their Chelek. So how do you get back the question? Maybe it's not Dina, maybe it's Reuven missing. Maybe it's Binyamin wasn't there because he was not born yet, but it could be somebody else. Maybe it was Levi, maybe it was God. Back to square one. Who said Dina wasn't there? So my father has a Gevaldik Ateretz, and I will say it in short because it's not the main part of this year. But my father says, if you look in Kol Terekula, you'll see that the children of Yaakov Avinu were always called what? Bnei Yaakov. Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Yaakov. The only place in the Torah, in Tanakh, that the children of Yaakov are called Yaldei Yaakov, Yelodov, is only here. So says my father, we know that Dina was originally a boy. As it says in the Gemara, the Leia, Davent, and it was switched from a boy to a girl. So Yimele, the Gemara Megillah tells us that a father is a father from when? So Rashi says in Megillah, from the time of conception. And a mother is a mother from the time of birth. So when the Vlad, that specific fetus that was conceived in the Me'ay of Leia, on the Me'ayim of Leia, the womb of Leia, who was conceived? Was it a girl or a boy?
Boy.
It was a boy. It wasn't Dina. Later, she changed. So Dina is the daughter of Yaakov, because she came from the marriage of Yaakov and Leah. But she's not Yalda's Yaakov. Yalda's Loshon Leido. He gave birth to a boy. It was switched to a girl. That's not his Yalda. The Torah calls you Chadasai Yelodav. It says Rashi Dina Yechonaisa. The Dina is not because it says 11, because it says Yelodim. And Dina is not a Yelod. That's what my father wants to say. And this answer seems to be a geshmak, a beautiful answer. If your mind into it, think about it a little bit more. It's much, very much to think about it. The only problem is that this goes well if you understand that Dina was switched from being a boy to a different goof, to being a girl. And it was a random switch. But the Targum Yonis Ben Uziel brings over here that what happened was Rachel was pregnant with a girl, with Dina. And Leah was pregnant with Yosef. And what happened was that Yosef and Dina were switched. The fetus, the baby, in the womb of Leah was switched to the womb of Rachel, and the baby from the womb of Rachel was switched to the womb of Leah. So according to that, Yaakov didn't give birth to both. He gave birth to Dinah, just in the Maryam of Rachel, and he gave birth to Yosef, and they were just switched. So the same way Yosef is a yeld of Yaakovinu, Dinah is also a yeld of Yaakovinu. So therefore, this answer will not fit with that medrash. So I want to go back and try to explain, maybe the Kol Liyo, what says in the name of the Goyen, or maybe a little different explanation, the way we'll see, to answer this question. How does Rashi know that Dinah wasn't there? So we'll start with the following. What is Dinah? The Goyen already says that we have 12 Shvatim. Each one represents one aspect, one milo of Klal Yisrael. Together, the Maharal always mentions the 12 Shvatim represents the 12 angles. Every box has six corners, front, back, and four corners. And if you look at the angles where these sides connect, that's called Shtemasar Alachsoim. You have the 12 angles. That's basically what combines to be one unit. Every Shevet represents one aspect of Am Yisrael. Every Shevet has its own Milo. You go through the Brachas, the Yahweh Yaakov Avinu, Bar Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Torah. Each one has his own Milo, the part that he gave to Am Yisrael. Everyone is another Milo. What is Dina? Says Reb Tzadik HaKohen, the Dina, which you represent in Am Yisrael, is not a Milo, but is the Minia of Chisaron, the prevention of any Yerida, going bit down. As usual, we always know that the basic rule, the difference between a Zohar and a Keva, a male and a female, is the male is the one who goes out and he accomplishes, and the female is the one who preserves. That's the Sur Merava Setoif. Shma B'ni Musa, right? You have the Av, you have the Aim. You have the father is the one who pushes you forward, the mother is the one who prevents you from falling back. The Shvatim, each one has a Maila. Dina is the one who represents the preservation of the existing. Meaning what? Yaakov, who brought to the world the idea of Yisrael, afapi shechato Yisrael. Yisrael, regardless of what he does, regardless of who he is, regardless of how and how bad he goes, he's always going to remain in Yisrael. Who represents that part of Yaakov Avinu? Says, but sorry, that's Dina. Dina is the female of Klal Yisrael. Female of Klal Yisrael means the one who preserves the existing concept of Am Yisrael. Always, Yiddishkeit is based on woman, right? We always go plus to the mother. The mother coming out of Yaakov Avinu, of the Klal Yisrael, is Dina. And Dina represents the idea of Yisrael, B'Shechat Yisrael, regardless of what you do and how you act and who you are, you're always going to be Yisrael. That's what Dina represents. That's the Maila. That's the concept of Dina. We mentioned before that the Shvatim all bowed down to Esav. Says the Shloh that in this interaction with Esav, you have the Shvatim bowing down to Esav, and you have Yaakov Avinu giving presents to Esav. All that was a terrible thing for Am Yisrael, because that hachno, that hamlocha, you know, making Esav to a certain extent, giving the cover, giving the kingdom. The what?
Kol
Madoini gave Esav somewhat of a control in Am Yisrael. The control is signed when you speak about Am Yisrael as a whole against Esav. Then there are portions of Am Yisrael or Mishumadim, as the Ramban says in this week's parasha, when we say that the Sar of Esav, right over here afterwards comes the Sar of Esav. And he caused the Gid Hanoshe to be moved from Yaakovinu. Says the Ramban, what does that represent? It represents all the Mishumadim, all the people of Am Yisrael that do not keep Torah mitzvahs. They go and join the Goyim. That's the place where there was a little bit of control of Esav and Am Yisrael. But furthermore, Esav represents the bad in the world. Esav is the Ra. Esav is the one who represents the Averis. When you have Yaakov and Esav coming to Din, we say every Yom Kippur. Right? If you're Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Chazal tell us that you come to Rosh Hashanah Yom Din, it's basically Yaakov and Esav coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then when we go with the Lulav and Esrog, the idea is Ma Notzach, who won? Yaakov says, I won the Din. Esav represents the Tutz Dodim. The fact that you have your Yaakov, you have Esav, you have the good in the world, you have the bad in the world. So the fact that Am Yisrael has people that do Averis, the fact that we have Ra and Yetzer Hara and a control, that's all Esav. And the reason that Esav has control in Am Yisrael, that some influences of the Goyim come in Am Yisrael, is because they were Mishtachaveh to Esav. The fact that they gave him something, they applied to him, the Yaakov Avinu gave him presents, all part of it. Ramon Shapir is Zechet Tzadik Kodesh Baruch Hu, as used to mention, that the mincha that Yaakov Avinu gave to Esav, that is what the fact that you have the concept Yoshke is a Jew that was given to Esav. And through him came a whole, you know, religion of Esav. It's all coming from us. That's part of what we're giving him. The fact that you have the bad in Am Yisrael is the idea of the Ashtachavoyo, the fact that the Shvatim came and gave something of themselves to Esav. So Yemele Esav has control on them. There were two that did not bow down to Esav. One is Binyamin. Binyamin is called Binyamin HaTzadik. The Gemara tells us that there's four that did not die because of Avera. They died because Et Yoshel Nachash. They deserve to live. The Pashtus of the Gemara is they deserve to live forever. And the only reason they die is because Et Yoshel Nachash, because the Nachash, HaKadmoni, caused the Misa in the world, and therefore they died. Four. Everybody knows Yishai, Avi David, the son of David also too. But the first one the Gemara mentions here is Binyamin. Binyamin Miakrev. Binyamin is the only Shevet that's considered to be one who has no chait at all. No Avera, no bad in him. No trace of Esav in Binyamin. And stated in the Ramah Ipano, Rambano says that if Binyamin would be bowing down to Esav, so we would not be able to win Amalek. Because as we know, as we saw, who beat Haman? Mordechai HaTzadik, who caused the share of Binyamin. Binyamin has the power to go ahead. Who's the one who fights Amalek in the beginning? It's Shaul HaMelech, because it's Binyamin.
Yoshua.
Amalek, no, that's earlier. I'm saying the one who goes to destroy Amalek, that's the one who brought Amalek the punishment. But the one who goes after the punishment to destroy Amalek, not successfully, didn't do it till the end, is Shaul HaMelech, who caused the share of Binyamin. Binyamin is the one who is going to bring the Shmoda of Amalek. Says that my partner, if Binyamin would bow down to Esav, he would not go, he would not be able to control Amalek. Chas v'shalom. So Binyamin is the tzaddik, has no trace of Esav in him because he did not bow down to Esav. The other one who did not bow down to Esav is Dina. Dina represents the Klal Yisrael, as Klal Yisrael will always remain Am Yisrael. That every Jew, that no matter what he does, he's always Yisrael. That thing is never taken away from us. Why? Because Dina did not bow down to Esav. Dina kept her contribution to Am Yisrael pure. What's her contribution to Am Yisrael? Contribution is Yisrael Afa B'Shechoto Yisrael. And here we understand why Yaakov Avinu did not want Dina to be with Esav. Because whatever Dina brings, he could not allow that to be destroyed. He couldn't take away the Gedushas Yisrael. The fact that Yisrael is always a Yisrael. And he was afraid if Dina would go and bow down and be subject to Esav, that would be taken away. But here's the Taina against Yaakov Avinu. We mentioned last week, it wasn't here, we're here, could listen to it in Torah anytime. But we spoke about it also last year. The idea that Esav B'sharsha in his roots was supposed to be a tzaddik. Esav was supposed to be Klal Yisrael. He was supposed to do the right thing and be part of Am Yisrael. Phyllis did this year, Esav and Yaakov were supposed to be like Yisachar v'Zvulun. That's what he mentioned. So Esav was supposed to be Klai Yisrael. I mean, he was born as Klai Yisrael. We mentioned the Briskerov, that's Medayik, for the end of the parasha, told us that Esav, the time that was chosen, Yaakov was chosen upon Esav to be Am Yisrael, it's only in the end. In the end, the parasha told us, when Yitzchak told him, you're going to get the bracha of Aram Avinu. But until then, she could have been Esav. The Chazar to say, Adro would have been Esav. Esav would be Am Yisrael. Because Esav represents most of Am Yisrael. Supposed to represent most of Am Yisrael. Esav was born as Yisrael. So what happened? If he's born as Yisrael, how did he lose it? So the Gemara in Kedushi tells us that Esav is a Yisrael Mumar. He's a Yisrael. But it's like someone who left Yiddishkeit. One second, if he's Yisrael Mumar, we have a cloud, we have a rule. Yisrael Abishachot Yisrael, Yisrael, regardless of what they do, they always remain Yisrael. So how did Esav get himself out of Am Yisrael? So here's the insight. It's brought down in many places. The one who introduced to Am Yisrael this idea of Yisrael Abishachot Yisrael, that regardless of what you do, you still remain to Am Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu started that. Through his mishpacha, Yaakov Avinu, and gave it to the Yerusha, to his child named Dina. But Esav did not have that yet. Esav is before the Milo of Yisrael Abishachot Yisrael. We mentioned a few weeks ago the no Mimer of Avram Avinu, of Rav Hudner. Avram Avinu is the one who became Yisrael. Yitzchak is the one who was born Yisrael. And Yaakov is the one who preserves Yisrael. He keeps Yisrael forever. And the one that took the Amayla from him and inherited that specific trait of Yisrael, of Yaakov Avinu, that's Dino. That's what she brings him to success. But Esav did not have that. Esav was like pre this concept. Before the idea of Yisrael, Yisrael. He's a Yisrael, but he lost it. He lost the concept of Yisrael. So if Yosef loses the concept of Yisrael, who is the one who has this idea of Yisrael, Abishachot Yisrael, who introduces this concept, who brings it to the world? That's Dina, as we mentioned. Tells you Rashi, Dina should have married Yosef. Why Dafka Dina? Because what Esav was missing, that's exactly what Dina is introducing. Esav is missing the preservation of Yiddishkeit, even though you do something wrong. Yisrael Abishachot by Esav is not Yisrael. Dina is the one who represents Yisrael Abishachot Yisraelu.
Why is she representing?
Because she's in the cave of Am Yisrael. She's the one coming out of Yaakov's in the cave. The cave is always preserving, as we mentioned at the beginning. So that's what Dina brings that mile to Am Yisrael. So when Dina would marry Esav, she would fix that one issue that Esav had. Esav was Yisrael, but he's Yisrael Shechata. Okay, but Abba Yisrael Shechata, but Yisrael, he was missing that. Dina could be mashal that. But Tzadik says, when he brings this idea, he says, if Dina would marry Esav, Amalek wouldn't be born. It's a mashal, it was Hashlamot, what we mentioned in the name of the Ramai Pano. That Binyamin is the one who beats Amalek. If Dina would marry Esav, would not be Amalek to begin with. That's the Tanya Yaakov, you know. Yaakov says, I want to preserve Am Yisrael. I want to have that purified Am Yisrael without any problem. We should not have the issue of Yisrael Shal Pishachata. I want to control it. The Tanya name is, as Rashi says, Chenenish Yaakov Shemon Amalekiv. The only one who had the potential to bring Esav back is Dina. Dina should marry Esav, she'll bring him back. And Yaakov prevented that. So there's a tie against Yaakov. That's why Dafka Dina needs to marry Esav. Because Dina is the one who fills up the missing part of Esav. And that's why the tie and Yaakov did not allow it. That's why Dafka Dina is on the table. So according to that, you could say that that's maybe what the Kohel Yo says. He says that Binyamin was the only one based on which was building his chelik. So my father asks, what about Reuven? What about Regod? But then it says, not because Binyamin built Beis Hamikdash Be'olam, that's how you know that he was not there. It's not a sibah, it's a simen. The fact that Binyamin has the ingredients to overcome Esav, that's why Beis Hamikdash built Beis Hamikdash. Not because Beis Hamikdash built Beis Hamikdash, that's the reason he was not Mishtachah V'Deis, he didn't bow down to Esav. But the ones who didn't bow down to Esav have the power, have the ability to overcome Esav. The only two who have that ability in this Olam to completely overcome Esav is Binyamin, who wins Amalek, and Dina has that part, Yisrael B'Shechot Yisraelu. So that's why these two are not there. It says, Rashi, Chansa Yeladav. There's 11 kids that are controlled by Esav, but two are not. The Kaz Yisrael B'Shechot Yisraelu and Binyamin who wins Amalek, says that's maybe what the Kolayo means, or at least if not, it's another answer. That's how these are the only two missing, because these are the only ones that have a way to beat Esav. But that's the story over here with Dina. Dina represents the preservation of Am Yisrael. Therefore, Esav shouldn't marry her. There's a Taina in Yaakov Avinu, he did not allow to marry her. So what was he punished with? Punished with Shechem. What was Shechem? Shechem was somebody who went ahead and did not go ahead. He didn't go to destroy Am Yisrael. Didn't go to fight Am Yisrael. Adarabba. He wanted to be part of Am Yisrael. Or Am Yisrael be part of him. He wanted to take away the whole Kedusha of Yisrael. As the Torah says, HaKizoyni Yasach Esach Hussein, the time of brothers of Dina had. What do you mean she's just one? She's just part of you? She has a Mila, she has a Kedusha. She has something special. Can't just integrate with Shechem. As the first you bring out, that's when he said the Mila. You have to go and do Bris Mila. It wasn't a trick. It wasn't only a trick to do a Bris Mila for them to hurt so yet Shimon and Levi could go and kill them. But he really said, if you really want to become a part of Am Yisrael, you need to be something special. You need to have the Mila Am Yisrael. The Bris Mila presents that Mila. But as the Gemara in Dorim tells us, Yisrael that has a Mila or does not have a Mila is still Yisrael. He has the Kedushas Yisrael. And a guy, if he has a Mila, he still doesn't have a Kedushas Yisrael. The Mila did not help. It was a tiny, you want to be Am Yisrael, you need to have something, you have to have the Kedushas Yisrael. That's what Yaakov was punished. He did not allow Dina to bring Esav back, meaning that he was the preservation of Kedushas Yisrael. That Kedushas Yisrael was, to some extent, was violated by Shem, that did not give the Milo of Am Yisrael as Am Yisrael. We're integrated, we're one. Says the Kedushas Levi, Ma'ase Dina with Shechem. It's the Ma'ase of a Siman Lebodi of Chanukah. According to what we're learning, comes it to be Gevaldik, the connection. What was Yavan? What did the Greeks want for Am Yisrael? Different than most or many of the Umos HaOlam that come to destroy Am Yisrael. We always come to this part of this time of the year. Always the discussions that brought down all the Sfarim, the differences between Chanukah and Purim. But one apparent difference is, what was Purim? La'ashmi, la'aroi, gula'abed, it's called a Yehudim, just kill everybody. Like we had 70 years ago, I don't care if you're a Jew, if you're practicing Judaism, if you're four generations out of Jew, it doesn't matter, you're out. The Yevonim, that's not what they came against. They said, I want you to remain. So what do I want you to do? Integrate with us. Be part of us. Write on the horn of the ox that you're not part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're part of us. The idea of Misyavim, the fact that it could be a Jew who is acting like a guy, that's what Yom brought to the world. As Rav Huda told my father. That's what they brought to the world that we have remained till today. The fact that it could be a Yid who's not showing material mitzvahs is because of the Yevonim. You have a Jew was integrated with Klal Yisrael, with the Umos HaOlam. He loses the Kedushas Yisrael, at least on the outside. That's what Yevonim brought to the world. That's why the Maisa of Esim and Lebonim of Dino and Shechem is Chanukah. Because it's exactly the same idea. The Kedushas Yisrael was violated. The same with the Yevonim. Dino represents Kedushas Yisrael. The fact that Am Yisrael is being preserved. And when Shechem takes that and makes it part of him, he's violating the Kedushas Yisrael. That's what the Yevonim did to Am Yisrael. And it happened also in Eretz Yisrael. And eventually what happened? Shimon and Levi came ahead and destroyed it and brought back to Yisrael as the Hashmonaim went ahead and captured it and won Yevonim. And we got the nace of Hanukkah. The Hanukkah is being represented with the lights of the candles of Hanukkah. And what the candles brought him in Yisrael, so they speak about it. The lights of Hanukkah are the small candle that in the darkest nights of the year, in the longest and darkest nights, when everything is dark, when there's a choshech al pnei tehoim, the choshech represents Yavon. There, then, you have a pintalit candle that always represents Kedushas Yisrael, wherever you are. Yisrael b'shechot Yisraelu. You have the dinos being preserved and being saved. That's what came out from the Nitzachon of Yavon, the Nitzachon of Chanukah. The Izgabrus of Yavon is really the Izgabrus of Shem. And through that, we got to the Nitzachon and to the Neis of Chanukah.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.